Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
The Lord Jesus Christ told a lot of stories. Remember, the culture of His day was one that was all about narratives and story, and Jesus was the master storyteller. But what was His most important story? Perhaps you've never even thought of it in those terms, but it actually, in Scripture, is identified that way. Did you know there's a particular parable that Jesus said was the most important, the first of many? What was it? Well, it's the story we are currently studying. We began our study in Matthew chapter 13 with the story of the sower and the seed and the soils. And today we come to the parallel passage in Mark chapter number 4, because in it we read these amazing words, Mark chapter 4, verse number 13, "And He said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables?" Then He goes on to tell the story again. Aren't you glad the Lord's willing to repeat Himself? And not only to give a repetition, but to give an application. This time, alone with His disciples, He retells the story of the sower and the seed and the soils, and He helps them to understand what each part means and how it should be applied to their life. But He began this way. Do you not understand what I'm saying to you? Do you not understand this parable? If you don't understand this parable, how will you understand all the rest of the parables? You see, this was Jesus' most important story, because if you don't understand this story, you won't understand the rest of the stories. It's the foundation, it's the starting point, because this story is all about obedience. Here was the point. Jesus was saying, if you're not willing to receive this truth and apply it to your life, to see yourself in this story and to make the application, nothing else I'm going to say is going to matter. Now let's review just a moment. Remember, the sower is the one planting truth, the seed is the word of truth, and the soil is the human heart. Which soil are you? Let's read the rest of what Jesus said, Mark chapter 4, verse 14. "The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they're offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. You see, this is the story that divides the hearers from the obeyers, the hearers from the doers, the ones who simply are present and the ones who are really connected. I wonder, which group do you fall in? In fact, Jesus explained in the same context, I'm using this method of teaching so that people who really don't want the truth won't understand, and those of you who want the truth can go deeper into it. Now, let's begin with the interpretation. What's the interpretation? Well, there's four soils. Did you get them? First of all, there's the hard heart. That's the wayside. That was the footpath. People walked on it, and it became as hard as concrete, like a sidewalk. You can't plant and grow anything on that. He said that's the heart of the person who over time has just allowed the truth to be snatched away and snatched away and snatched away. They've rejected it and neglected it, and so their heart has grown very hard. That's one type of soil. The second is the shallow heart. It looks pretty good on the surface, but beneath the surface, it's stony. It's rocky ground, so there's no way for the seed to get good root there. It is, might we say, surface landscaping, trying to get all the rocks out of the surface so it looks good to everybody else. but failing to deal with the stones beneath the surface. Oh, God has to dig deeply in our hearts to get some depth there. So there's the hard heart, there's the shallow heart, then there's the worldly heart. What's the worldly heart? That's thorny ground. The thorn bushes of this world, all of these things that choke out the life. Good truth can be sown into a person's heart and mind, but if you let all these worldly influences inundate you all the time, that worldliness will choke out the word. And that's what it means here, to have the thorny bush, the thorny ground, the worldly heart. And then finally, praise God, there's the good ground, there's the receptive heart. And they're all a little different. They don't all bring forth the same measurement, but they all receive the word and bring forth fruit. This is the heart that hears and understands and responds to what it is the Lord is trying to say. So the interpretation is fairly simple. There are four types of hearts, just like there's four types of soils. What's the revelation of God? The revelation of God to us is that God knows your heart. Frankly, you may look very good on the surface, but the Lord looks beneath the surface. Remember, man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So you may have everything ordered in such a way that people think that person's good ground for the Lord. Good things are going to come from that person's life. But the Lord wants to dig deeply. That's where the roots of the thorn bush have to be plucked up. That's where the rocks beneath the surface have to be dug out. That's where the hardness has to be broken up and tilled up so that the word can find a place in us. I wonder, is there anything the Lord's trying to root out of you right now, dig out of you, break up in your life so that he can find an entry point for his word? We say we want to hear from God, but if our ears are closed and our eyes are closed and our mind is closed and our heart is closed, how on earth is it going to be open to what it is the Lord wants to do? So we have the interpretation and we have the revelation. What's the application? The application is very simply this. Do more than be a hearer. Yes, hear it. Listen to the word. Read the word. Pay attention when the word is being given. That's what you're doing right now, and I commend you for that. You must have some spiritual interest or you wouldn't even be listening to me right now. But do more than hear. It has to go deeper than that, you see. The Bible says that those on the good ground are those that hear the word, step one, receive it, step two, and then bring forth fruit, step three. It means literally that you hear the word of God, you seek to understand what it is you're hearing, and then you respond to it. There is a reception and a response. We take the word in, we respond with obedience. It's my conviction that when God speaks to us, we must respond. You will respond one way or another. There's no neutral ground. It's yes or no. It's positive or negative. It's obedience or disobedience. It's faith or it's unbelief. How will you respond today? I'll give you a little secret. Every time you respond in the right way to God, your heart grows a little softer, a little more tender. It becomes a little more good ground for good fruit to come from. And that's good. Every time you say no to the Lord, it gets a little harder. It gets a little more rebellious and stubborn and difficult. And that's why some people, spiritually become crusty over time. They are impenetrable, it seems, because they've said no to the Lord so many times. You say you want to be good ground for God, then take Jesus' most important story and make it your own today. How are you going to understand the rest of Scripture? What will the rest of this study mean to you if right now you don't stop and say, Lord, get out of me everything that shouldn't be there and open my heart to you and speak to me. And whatever you say, the answer is yes. May God bring forth much fruit in all of our lives through his word today.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.